What is up, everyone? What is good? It is unique, and I'm back with a new episode. I'm trying to think, is it a new month? It's April. We're coming in the last days of April, and I was thinking to myself, as my cat jumps on my phone cord, I was saying to myself, as I was folding my clothes, I really have to learn how to love LA for what it is. I think I have to learn how to love it again. Because right now I really don't. And that's honest. I'm being really honest. And I'll give you guys the reason why I don't. But yeah. Okay, so like I was saying, I really have to learn how to love LA again. Love it for what it is. Because I realized that I can't change. Well, I can change it. You know, I could change my perspective. I could change what's around me, and I can change my energy around it. You know what I mean? I don't want to say I can't change it. But overall, it is such a city that is very stubborn in its ways, and it's very slow in progression in getting things done for community. Now there is stuff happening. I have to learn how to figure out where everything is, you know what I mean? With community, where are things happening? And with seeing my people, black people, I'm where are y'all at? You know, I gotta go down to Leimert Park or Crenshaw area or the Inglewood area, or just different areas around LA. But I really have to learn how to love it for what it is, because I just have to accept the fact that people are very social media based out here. You know, they're very, even with auditions, when I get auditions, they're asking for Instagrams, they're asking for, they're mainly asking for Instagrams and how many followers you have, or I'm gonna let the motorcycle person go. For commercials and stuff like that. I'm always curious about, I wonder why they need our Instagrams, probably to see what we're about, you know, if we're doing stuff in a community, or if we have a lot of followers, or I don't know. I wonder what they're curious about when they're asking for our Instagrams, you know what I mean? These big companies that cast us for commercials. It's very interesting. It's not that it wasn't happening in New York, but it wasn't really happening in New York. It's very prominent here, and it's very make sure you give us your Instagram handle. Make sure, TikTok, not TikTok handle involved, but they are asking, oh, do you know this dance move or whatever like that? But anywho, I have to learn how to love LA for what it is. And I have to learn how to love LA for what it is, you know? The second thing I would say, the people and the energy and the way the communication is happening here. I would say since I have been back, I have been in communication with my East Coast people just about every day than my West Coast people. And I know since I've been back, everyone has their own, everyone has like a lot going on in their life and all that stuff. But it's just very interesting, just a communication thing and just adjusting to that and understanding it and like giving it grace, you know what I mean? Because everything's not going to be like, okay, let's, you know, go do da 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 da. And we're also in the pandemic, so it's just a lot of different things happening. So yeah, and also another thing is, as we all know, LA is, I guess, one of the biggest homeless population in a nation. I don't know if it's in the world, but in a nation, you know, LA has a really big homeless issue population because of like housing and because of not enough mental health and just services for people and housing for people. And you know, some of these people who live on the street, they really don't want to be in shelters and stuff. They just want to be free. And I'm just having to deal with like driver, like fast cars or fast motorcycles constantly driving down my street. But some of these people, they really don't want to be in shelters and stuff. But it's really interesting that living in a city like LA, or even if you come and visit, for example, I remember me and a homie, we were walking, you know, trying to find a Lime scooter. I will go into that later, but trying to find a Lime scooter, and we're walking in Hollywood Boulevard. Across the street is like these luxury apartment buildings, and on the other side is like these tents, you know what I mean? People are living in these tents and stuff, and it's like on the other side where the tents are, it's like mad, like it's trash and all this other stuff. And it's like, wow, it's very interesting. It's like in LA, it's like it's a like a weird type of like bubble energy. It's like you're so used to it, so you ignore it, you know what I mean? And it's very interesting, you know, it's very interesting. But yeah, it's like you have no choice but to get used to it. And it's like, it's unfortunate that we have to get used to it, that we have to get used to get used to people, seeing people this way, seeing people like not housed, not having the services that they need to be serviced for, or just, you know, getting help, you know what I mean? And it's a very interesting, like, living here. It is. It's wild. And I think also it's just the energy here, you know, when you meet people and they're like, oh, what's your Instagram? Or like, you know, what do you do type of thing? Or it's just mainly of like, what's your Instagram? It's like, why are you asking me my Instagram? Like, it's just really like, they just want your followers, you know? Not they just want your followers. They want followers. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a transaction type of vibe. Now, not everyone that I have met here, but it's very interesting. But yeah, I really have to learn how to love LA for what it is. You know, like just the culture and just being back and auditioning out here and stuff and realizing that I don't know, like I don't know how to say this. Well, I do know how to say it. Like I've thought, like I've had like a little bit of a thought in my head, like, am I ugly in Los Angeles? You know what I mean? Because it's so, what do you call that? It's so surgery central out here, you know what I mean? It's so like, what do you call that? Like effects on the phone and shit. Central out here is so many filters. That's the word. So many filters. It's a filter city, and it's like a Botox / surgery city, you know. And I'm like, damn, do I look ugly? Look ugly? That thought has crossed my mind, but I know I'm a very beautiful person, you know what I mean, inside and out, and I know like my energy and all this stuff. But it just sometimes it just it's weird. And just the energy in general, like, it just doesn't, the only time I feel community is when I am at Leimert Park, and that's if I go like on a Sunday, you know what I mean. But that energy there is like, it's really amazing. And finding out that they're trying to shut it down and stuff, like the LA City Council trying to shut it down, and there's so much politics that's, you know, in that I don't have any knowledge on. But I know there's going to be updates on that, and, you know, making sure that nothing happens with that African market and all that stuff in the drum circle, because that's like, we need that. And I think learning how to love LA for what it is. It's like them, LA stripping away its culture, LA stripping away all these things that made LA LA, and they're willing to just tear it down and put a fucking high rise in it, or some like a plaza area that has no culture, you know what I mean. And they're so quick to do that, and people, what I love is people are fighting against it, you know. So they did with Omeeba. They sold it, the original Omeeeba, on what street is that? Is that Wilcox or Ivar? Is it between Ivar and Cahuenga? But the original Omeeba right there on Sunset and like Ivar, and you know, they sold that location, and they moved them to a location on Hollywood and El Centro, which is in like a high rise apartment building. And it's like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, that Omeeba, the original location, was amazing, even though it's like down the street, like, you know, a block and a half over or whatever. It's just, it has so much energy and existence and like culture and stuff. And then for you to like just say like, oh hey, you could be in this building that's just like a high rise, you know. So, and they're gonna tear down that Omeeba on Sunset Boulevard and put what, a high rise apartment building, or like just like, you know, with some clubs or whatever, who knows. But like, without any culture. And then finding out that the dome, Arclight Dome, is closing down is unfortunate. You know, LA is just losing its culture, and because of the pandemic, so it's a lot of stuff happening, you know, much sooner because of the pandemic and all this other stuff. But I realize in my heart that I really have to love LA for what it is, you know. And it being like a very like Instagram city and TikTok city, and you know, the energy here, you know, really just trusting people for who they say they are, like, you know what I mean. And just like, when I am going off of actions from what I see and what I get. But I remember DMX said trust, what do you say, trust a liar to be a liar or something like that. But rest in peace to DMX. But yeah, I really have to learn how to love LA again for what it is. And you know, from from the raggedy streets, the potholes in the street, and the streets not being done, and trying to figure out where your tax money is going. Like, the taxes out here are insane. They're insane. And in my opinion, I feel like LA is more expensive than New York, because of all these other damn fees that add up, you know what I mean. I think the only thing you have to like really like work on is like what, getting your own place or whatever in New York. But other than that, like, it's just it's not more expensive than LA. Not in my opinion, because of everything else that adds up, you know, everything else. And also like the food here, you know what I mean? Like, there are great, you know, one of a kind spots that are good, but overall, in general, the food is quite mediocre. It is quite mediocre, and you just have to learn how to like just love it for what it is. You know what I mean? You can't really change it unless you like, you know, season it more or whatever. You put your hot sauce on it or ketchup or whatever you want to put on there, but you just have to learn how to like love it for what it is. And I'm in the Hollywood area, so even like just going down to Hollywood or just doing some errands, going to Trader Joe's and all that stuff, it's very interesting to, like, some people here are just very attention seeking. I'm just like, it's very like, it's interesting. I just observe that, and people just want attention, like they crave it, like it's like water or something. It's very interesting just looking, me just being myself or whatever, and then just going down to Melrose, seeing like some stores. Now, there are some stores that I like that are very dope, but overall, I think Melrose, it is what it is. It's not going to be Soho. It's not going to be a place in London. It's not going to be a place in Tokyo, but I just say that. But anywho, or a place in like Africa or something. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting. People like to do pranks and all this other stuff or whatever, just for like attention or to get a laugh or to get like views and all that stuff. I really don't. I think that's cool. And I don't know. But yeah, man, it's very interesting. Now, another thing I have to learn how to love is getting around LA. So what was I talking about earlier? Okay, so getting around LA. So if you don't know, if you've been, you know, if you just don't know, you know how people are like, well, if you've been under a rock or all this other stuff. But if you don't know, LA, what they say, to get around LA, you need a car, you know, and you do need a car. There is transportation out here, but it is kind of like unreliable. Like, it works, but it's kind of like unreliable after the trains. So now I've heard people, like, they do these YouTube videos or whatever, like getting around LA, and they're not from LA, so they're transplants or whatever, and they're like, you need a car because the transportation system is up, like, it's non-existent. It's like there is a transportation system that works, but anywho, so getting around LA is very challenging sometimes. Now we got the car, you know, so if you drive or whatever, you have no problems. The only problem you have to deal with is traffic, parking tickets, towing, and the raggedy streets. Those are five things you have to worry about. Boom. You know. So if you don't drive, but if you do, no, now if you don't have your own car, and if you do have your license where you can rent a car, those are also the other five things you have to deal with, along with the renting type of thing. Now, if you don't have a license and if you don't have a car, this is the other thing. You can use the LA MTA. They have a couple trains. They have the Red Line, which goes from downtown LA, Union Station, all the way into North Hollywood. So it goes into Koreatown, East Hollywood, Hollywood, Universal Studios, and then North Hollywood. North Hollywood is a is the last stop of the red line. And then Union Station is also the last stop for the red line too, if you're going way east. Now, they also have the gold line, which is the gold line goes into from, I guess, from Union Station goes into Pasadena. And I don't really know all the stops for Pasadena, but it goes into Pasadena. And it goes, like, it passed through Chinatown and stuff like that. And then you have the blue line. It goes from 7th Street Metro in downtown all the way to downtown Long Beach. So it goes through the neighborhoods of downtown LA. It goes through the South Central neighborhoods. It goes through the Watts neighborhood. They call them what, the hood, you know, Watts and the hood neighborhoods. And then you get into Long Beach, and then you're going into downtown Long Beach. And then you have the Expo line, which takes you from 7th Street Metro in downtown as well to Santa Monica, downtown Santa Monica, which basically takes you to the beach, Santa Monica Pier, Santa Monica Beach. And then you have the Purple Line. So the Purple Line takes you from Union Station going all the way into Koreatown, which is Western and Wilshire. And so that Purple Line train stops right there. So the Purple Line train, I feel like it's like the shortest train for LA. Yeah, all of them are quite short. The longest one to me is the Expo Line and the Blue Line. Those trains are kind of like, I guess, the longest trains technically. And they're working on extending the Purple Line now as we speak. They're doing the, you know, the construction and all that stuff. Now, as they were doing that, they were, so I think when residents heard that the Purple Line was extending, well, the Beverly Hills residents heard that the Purple Line was extending, they tried to protest against the Purple Line extending into Beverly Hills because they didn't want people going into their neighborhoods and all this stuff. It was just super racist. And I'm like, first of all, this train, like, first of all, you don't own the train. Like, you're literally stopping greatness from happening. You know what I mean? You're literally, and people are already coming into Beverly Hills with cars and stuff. Like, what are you talking about? And walking, all this stuff. So those are the trains in LA. I feel like there's another train that I'm missing. Oh, there is this other train. It's, I forgot the name of that train. But yeah, it's also like a light rail train, which is similar to the Blue Line and the Expo Line. It goes through the hoods and the Crenshaw and Inglewood area, and it goes all the way into, does it go to Redondo Beach? It goes into one of the beach cities. But yeah, so those are mainly the trains in LA. And with those trains, you could get around LA, but you really can't. Like, you can, but you can't. And then you also have the buses. So the buses in LA, I would say 75% of the buses here don't run on time. They run on their own schedule. They're always late, or they never come. And I've heard from the past, oh, they don't come because of like funding and all this stuff. I'm like, what the heck? Mind you, the taxes here, California has one of the highest taxes in the nation. I think it's a 9.5% or something like that. So yeah, so I'm like, where is this tax money going? It needs to be able to fund the transportation system. So yeah, now there are, so I said 75% of buses don't like basically run on time, or they don't come and all that stuff. Especially when you live in the areas that aren't so like what, gentrified or a great neighborhood or whatever like that. They're gonna come on their own time. Now, the other buses, they do come on time. Like, they come, like, within 5 to 10 minutes, you know, all the time, or 20 minutes or whatever. There are buses that come every 30, every 45, every hour, or whatever like that. But, yeah, so those are the buses. Now, there are a lot of buses in L.A. It's just, L.A. is a huge, huge county. You know, it's a huge, like, the geography of it is... It's huge. It's huge. And it has a really horrible groundwork, in my opinion, just the way everything is. And then, I mean, we could go into the freeways and all that stuff, but I really don't have time for that. So if you're a person that doesn't have a license, doesn't have a car, all that stuff, you can rely on the public transportation and also Uber and Lyft. Now, because of COVID and the pandemic, it has been much harder to get a car within 5 minutes. That is for a fact, because there's been an article out about Uber and Lyft losing a lot of people because of the pandemic and not wanting to drive, because even if when they do drive, they're not making that much money and all this stuff. So it takes about 15 minutes to be inside of an Uber car. It takes that long, for real. 15, 20 minutes. There's a driver who told me, he was like, yeah, this one person waited 40 minutes. I was like, what? That's crazy. So you could also, you know, you can rely on the transportation, and then you could also rely on Uber and Lyft. And you also have the scooters. So you have the Lime scooters and you have the Wheel scooters. And what else do you have? And LA has its own like city bike. It's like the Metro bike. They have that. So it's kind of like the thing with LA providing stuff, it's kind of half-assed. You know what I mean? It's great until it's not. It's like, here you go, but it's not going to be fully reliable. You know what I mean? And why I say that is because of this. So you got the Lime scooters, you got the Burger scooters, there's the Spin scooters, there's the Wheel scooters, and there's another scooter. There's like four scooter companies out here that you can literally like just hop on and just go about your day. The thing with those, they have restriction zones. So in Hollywood, they have restriction zones in Hollywood, or in like, I think in downtown LA. So it was literally, the scooter would literally stop while you're riding in the street. Mind you have to ride in the street on these scooters, but people do whatever they want out here. They ride on the sidewalk, they ride on the street, they be trying to do tricks on them and all this stuff. But anyway, they have restriction zones. So you're riding in the street, right? And it starts to literally like go down like the mileage. Or it was to turn off, and it's like, yeah, what the heck? So it's, you're in a restricted zone. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. This is so annoying. So go back to the part when I said, like, yeah, LA loves to do half-ass shit. That's what I'm talking about with the restricted zones. I don't know why the restricted zones are happening all across LA, but it's annoying and it's like irritating. And then with the Lime scooter, you can only go so far with them. You can go from Hollywood to downtown LA with them, and I think with the Bird scooter too, but I'm not too sure. But you cannot go into South Central with these scooters for sure, because they want a certain type of people to be riding these scooters. You know what I mean? They don't want these scooters in the hood. They don't want these scooters in Inglewood and all that stuff. Unless they are in Inglewood, and someone has to let me know and be like, hey, Unique, you're wrong. They are in Inglewood. Okay. But they're not in, you know, those neighborhoods or whatever. If you look at the map, they'll have like a big red zone. It's just like they're not in those neighborhoods. Now with the Wheels, they're also in restricted zones too. So the Wheels goes up to 30 miles per hour. So you can really go fast on those things and really ride around. And they also have restricted zones. And also, Wheels has this thing where you could basically rent a week. Well, you could like basically have it like in your place or whatever like that, and you rent it for the week. And you save so much money, especially if you're riding it all the time, you'll save so much money with that. But the thing about Wheels and Lime, when you get on these scooters, it's like you don't know if this scooter is defected or what, because the people out here that be riding these damn scooters and bikes and shit, they be really fucking up these damn scooters. Like, I've been seeing people riding wheelies doing the most. Like, bro, this isn't your damn vehicle, like your bike or whatever. But yeah, anywho, I went into a whole tangent with this. So And then we have the LA City Bikes. You know, they're great for what they are, but they're only in certain parts of LA, like downtown LA, you know, or the beach area, barely in Hollywood, barely in Los Feliz or Silver Lake or South Central or Inglewood and all that stuff. There's not really hubs over there, and I don't know if they're working on it or not. And it goes back to the part of me saying, like, LA does half-ass. It's like, we're only going to cater to these people over here, you know what I mean? Or these people over here barely cater to these people, but we're really not going to be having this amount of resources. So there goes that. One thing Uber did with Lime scooters is they updated their scooters. Now, their regular scooters were decent, but it couldn't handle the horrible cracks and bumps that LA streets has. This is how you know LA streets are so bad. They ended up updating the scooters to bigger rails, just a smoother, like, platform, all that stuff, higher scooter, because the streets are so raggedy here. Yeah, they are. And LA is not going to fix it. So you basically have to fix what you're riding in order to have, like, a better experience for people. And it's unfortunate. It's like, yeah, it goes back to, like, where is our tax money going? Like, why aren't you fixing the streets or these potholes or whatever? It's like, Jesus Christ, what's happening? You know, what's going on? And it goes back to the part of just, like, you really got to love it for what it is, because it's not getting fixed. If they didn't fix it last year during the pandemic, like, fully, you know, once everyone was inside and all this stuff, they're not going to fix it, you know. The streets that were raggedy before I even left New York are still raggedy. They still got cracks in them. They're not going to fix them. It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I know. I just have to love it for what it is. But yeah, man, this is like, I think this is just like a rant or vent of me saying, like, loving LA for what it is, learning how to love LA, you know, just from the people, the culture, and just getting around. And it makes it frustrating, like my homie was saying. It's like, getting around LA is frustrating. Like, even if you were to do Uber and Lyft all the time, you have to wait 15 minutes for a car because there's not that many drivers, you know, out anymore because of the pandemic. And it's unfortunate. So, like, you can use a train and stuff, but it's like, it's unreliable. And then when you do ride on these trains, they're so dirty and trashy. Like, it's ridiculous, you know. It's horrible. And then you have the police people at every station. It's like, why are y'all here? Y'all not doing anything. Why don't y'all grab a broom or something, or get some wipes and wipe down the trains? Like, sweep up the train or something. Like, y'all are just doing nothing. You know what I mean? So, how I get around LA is my, this isn't sponsored, but my Monday motorbike, it's an e-bike. It's an e-bike that looks like a motorcycle. And when I say e-bike, people think, like, oh, it's a bicycle, and it just has, like, probably a engine on the back or whatever like that. But I'm like, no, it looks like a motorcycle, so that's how I get around LA. And it really takes me places. Like, it really does. I took it from Hollywood to Santa Monica Beach. Well, all the way, technically, to Venice, and came back, and I still have some battery left. Well, yeah, that's how I get around LA, you know? And I love it a lot. So if you're not, like, a person, like, you really have to figure out ways how you're going to make it work for you, you know? And people out here, well, I want to say everyone, but there is a high percentage of people out here that care about, like, how they look and what they're seen in and all this stuff, and people riding these, like, sports cars and all this stuff, making all this dang noise when, you know, we're, like, waiting for the light to change. They're doing the most. It's like, bro, I don't care. You're doing all that for no reason. Like, relax. People really care about, some people really care about how they look and what they're seeing in and all this stuff. But you have to, like, if you are coming to LA to live, you have to think about how you're going to get around. That's the main thing. How you're going to get around and how you're going to make it work for you. Are you going to be driving? You know, you have to deal with traffic because traffic is here. It is prominent. LA has like one of the worst traffics in the nation. You gotta deal with parking. You gotta deal with parking tickets. You gotta deal with being towed. You gotta deal with having a boot on your car. You gotta deal with crashes. You gotta deal with people breaking into your car, people stealing it, because it's happening. It's a lot. It's prominent. You know, it's happening every day. Crashes are happening. Crashes are happening every day. This is not I'm not hyping it up. It is really happening out here. But it's happening. Like I said, it's happening. If you're not going to be driving, are you going to be are you going to be going on a metro, hopping on a train? You know what I mean? Waiting on trains that are late, getting on trains that are dirty, trashy, having to deal with homeless people on the trains, having to deal with more homeless people than regular people on the trains, having to deal with people just having to deal with regular people, just people, you know, bothering you. You know what I mean? Just that energy of riding the train or a transportation system in general in Los Angeles. I'm not going to say New York, because New York is its own other energy, but that's the energy you have to deal with. And then if you're riding an Uber, the expenses, everything, calculating that, having to wait 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes for a car, you know what I mean, or a Lyft, dealing with that. And then walking is always great, but, you know, just dealing with people just annoying you, like just regular city stuff or whatever like that. And then if you have an e-bike, you having to deal with, oh, okay, I gotta get a lock. I have to make sure my shit is not stolen. So dealing with that stuff. So those are the main things you have to worry about, as in like with LA culture, as in getting around. Because the main part of, like, I guess with LA is just having to get to places. You know what I mean? And it makes it frustrating when you have to deal with these other type of outcomes. And it's just like, yo, it's just mad difficult. It's mad annoying. It's just really annoying. And yeah, man, yeah. And how I get around LA, I'm grateful that I, you know, invested in this bike, because it makes getting around LA so much smoother. I don't have to rely on anyone but myself. All I have to do is charge my bike. I got my lock, got my alarms and all that stuff. But it makes it so much better. And then the only thing I had to worry about is just the people. The, you know, great people here. And then the annoyance of people. And the whole culture of, like, the Instagram city and TikTok city. And just dealing with that. And having to deal with, you know, auditions and all this other stuff. And the mediocre food and all this other stuff. It's very interesting. And just the culture here, you know. And yeah, man, yeah. And it's just, I really have to learn how to love LA for what it is. And I can't try to force it to be like anything else. It's LA is going to be LA in all of its glory. And they're not going to apologize for it. It is what it is. And I have to come to the realization of that. Like, LA is going to be LA, you know? It's going to be what it is. It's going to be this. So I have to learn how to love it for what it is. And, you know, I'm growing to love it, loving it again. I am growing to loving it again. And, yeah, that's all I will say, y'all. That's all I will say. I will say, if you are a person that's listening to this that's not in LA, you know, wanting to come to visit, and wanting to come to live over here, just take this with a grain of salt, you know. Do your research, do all that stuff. And then if you're a person who lives here, you know, you understand. what I'm talking about, the frustration and stuff, and just being an actor here is a whole nother thing. But I have to, like, I feel like I'm starting from scratch again, and I did tell myself, like, I have to really learn how to I have to accept that I'm starting from scratch again, or whatever like that. Or I'm just really appreciating all the steps I'm doing to move forward up the ladder of up my ladder of what I call success, you know? And I'm just a person who's easy, like, you know what? I'm just gonna go here and just get up and go. I'm ready to move, but I really have to, excuse me. I really have to be able to really just sit still for a moment, because I have thought about, like, man, maybe I should have just moved back to New York or international. Like, I really see myself, I don't see myself in LA for the long run, but I see myself either being back in New York or international, because I really just love a really nice geography of being able to move around so easy and freely. You know what I mean? Don't have to worry about, like, damn, this is what I gotta deal with. Like, like, you know, like, I gotta, when I'm driving my car and I park, I gotta circle the block so many dang times. I gotta drive all the way down and park 5 blocks away from my house, you know? Or I gotta look at these dang parking signs, 6 parking signs on one pole. And it's like, I guess I can't park here or whatever like that. Or it's like just seeing so many homeless in the tents and stuff like that. But yeah, you have to realize what's right for you. And for me, I just like to be able to get up and go and get around and not having things closed. And just, it just sounds like I was spoiled in New York City, but I was. And I realized, like, oh, okay, I am an East Coast baby, which is, and that's totally okay. I'm an East Coast child or international child, and it's like West Coast or United States nation, you know? And I see myself just doing really great things in the future. And more, I've always been the person that has been outside the norm, who used to, what stinks? Who used to, like, back in the day before I moved from New York, who used to bike everywhere, like bicycle everywhere to places. I used to bike to the club, you know, and people used to make fun of me, but I'm like, I don't care. At least I don't have to pay for gas. At least I'm not in traffic, you know? It was just my type of, like, my lifestyle. And just growing up here and then living here and being in my own, like, world, living here as a young adult, realizing, like, some people really cared about what you were doing and how you were, like, what you were driving and what you were wearing. I'm like, why does it matter? If I don't have a car, that's totally fine. But I got here, didn't I? Like, why is it so, like, why is it upsetting you? Like, you know what I mean? And people are still like that, you know, to this day. And it's unfortunate that they are, that they really care that you don't have, like, it's like you're an alien or something. It's like, oh yeah, I don't drive. Like, what? Like, it's so weird. If you really want to see some people turn some heads in a room, if you say, yeah, I don't drive in LA, they're like, wait, how do you, like, you really will get some people, you know, up in arms. And it's like, I promise you, people, there are other ways to get around. Like, there are people who move here from their other places, come to LA, and they didn't know there was trains here. They're like, wait, what? There's trains? There's buses here? Like, girl, what? LA is a city. Like, what do you mean? But I've heard people say that, like, and they're on YouTube. I'm just like, oh, wow, that really, it's very interesting. But anywho, I wasn't even actually going to bring this up, but people care about, you know, how you're, like, what you have and, like, what you're driving and how big your space is or whatever. So I'll give you guys an example. So in the past week or so, I had met up with someone who is a YouTuber or whatever, and I had told them that, like,
oh, we both had to use the restroom. I was like, oh, my space is open to use the restroom if you're comfortable. She was, and they were all like, oh, yeah, I'm totally fine. I was like, all right, cool. So I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, mind you, my place is kind of like a little messy because I have a homie staying here and all this stuff. And but anywho, it comes into my place, right? Like, this is it? She's like, you're an adult. You have a room and a closet. You're an adult. And I'm like, what? Why is it an issue that I have a room and a closet? It's my own studio. I have a bathroom, a kitchen, you know, a big space, you know, my own space, a closet. I'm paying rent here. So why is it an issue for you? Like, what kind of adult? Like, I'm an adult that has a roof over my head. I'm an adult that pays rent. I'm an adult that has a pet that I have to take care of. I'm an adult that has clothes, that has shoes, that has a means of my own transportation. Like, it's so interesting, the culture here, that people are so stuck on, like, why is this so small? You need to be living bigger. Like, I do need to be, like, you know, in the future, I would have, like, my dream place, but I've always loved having like a studio or whatever like that, or a loft style. But it's like the fact that this person decided to utter this out of their mouth and think, you're in LA, you need to be living like this. Why is it so small? You know what I mean? So I was just like, oh wow. And I let them know, like, yo, definitely. I told them, like, yo, yeah, that was definitely, like, you don't even know me at all. First of all, I just got to LA. But I really don't have to explain myself to you. But just, like, the fact that you think that that was okay, like, okay. And then I was like, let's see your place, you know what I mean? And they were like, if you really want to see my place, you can look at my YouTube channel or whatever. I did a video of the tour. And I'm like, I'm really not going to, you know? And it was just like, damn, how disrespectful of you. And to, like, to utter that, you know what I mean? And for me to offer my, like, bathroom to you, for you to use a restroom and all that stuff, it's just like, wow. People are very full of themselves here, and they just, it's just all about material things and, like, what are you driving and how big is your space and all of this. And it's just like, if you're not in a mansion or not in a penthouse, or if you're, you know what I mean, you're not successful. But I'm telling you right now that you are successful in your own way. We are all successful. You know what I mean? We have different meanings of what success is for each and every one of us. This is a success for me, having my own apartment in a city that's one of the top cities in, like, the world to, like, be in, other than, like, New York City, you know, and other places. Having my own cat, like, I've always wanted that, you know? And this is just only the beginning. And then the fact that this person decided to, like, try to disrespect me or whatever like that, I was just like, damn, I thought I saw you as, like, kind of like a friend or whatever, just getting to know you, and just like, oh, okay, you saying this, all right, but anywho, some people are very, it's just very interesting. And I realized, like, oh wow. You know, you just have to laugh and I say to yourself, people are very interesting. People are very interesting. People are very interesting all over the world. But you will meet some very interesting people in LA. And it's not good interesting. It's, yeah, let me back up, because I really don't want your energy towards me interesting. It's like fake weird. Like, it's that type of interesting. You know what I mean? But yeah, as I close out, y'all, I really want y'all to know that I was really trying to do some fucking inspirational shit, but then I kind of got stuck. But anywho, live how you want to live, y'all. Live how y'all want to live. Don't let anyone discourage you or anything like that. And yeah, just be free. Just be happy. Live how you want to live. As long as it's not hurting anyone, as long as it's not disrespecting anyone. And yeah, man, you know, anyone and animals, you know, live how you want to live. Be free, be you.
And again, this episode is named How to Love LA Again, because I really do have to learn how to love LA again in all of its glory and understand that people are going to be people, and I really have to respect what they say and how they're doing it by their actions. But anyhow, y'all, enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend. Peace.